This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis DGS. I have a great story about me in the bathroom. But first, Merrick Garland's going to talk about Mike Pence's found some documents, believe it or not.
Advertisers. When an internet user opens a web page that has ad space to sell, ad tech tools almost instantly match the website publisher with an advertiser looking to promote its products or services in the website to the website's user.
Yeah, not what we thought.
Move along.
No one cares.
Move along. The DOJ is suing Google. That's the story.
I'll tell you what, though, that guy could not be more dynamic, could he?
Oh, man.
He sells it, whatever
it is. He's electric.
That's pretty crazy, though, that they're suing Google over its dominance in online advertising market.
Yeah, snore.
Yeah, I mean,
I should care.
Go get them and all that, but
yeah,
like,
go get them and all that.
The Google Doodles changing every day is confusing for older users.
We're so used to the DOJ just kicking ass and taking names.
Hey, they got, I think, what do they have? They have 100% rate on the Jan 6 people.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're getting them.
That's true.
Of course, they're all not the smartest of people.
So this, it probably won't be funny, but it really happened. I was just telling the guys, I've lived more life in that bathroom than most people live their entire time on this earth.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, first of all, I'm always doing weird stuff. The other people rarely, it's usually me.
Yeah.
And so I have a strange relationship with hair. I have none on my head, too much on my body. And then every now and then, I will literally see a whisker out of my peripheral vision, and I'll have like a one incher. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. And so I have a pair of scissors in my drawer for just that purpose. So I go walking into the bathroom carrying scissors. And of course, there's a stranger peeing there. I've now figured out it's the guy who's fixing the E-Mart. And when you walk in and someone's peeing, they typically just keep doing their business.
Yeah.
And this guy turned around like Bigfoot on the Patterson Gimlin film. And
it's like, room?
So I'm walking into the stall, which you know I don't do, but at this point I don't know what to do because I'm not going to cut a whisker in front of him. I'm not going to pee next to him with scissors. So I walk into the pooping stall with a pair of scissors and I say hello to him in a way I've never said hello to another human before. Here's what I do. I'm walking into the stall with scissors. He's twisting around looking at me. I go, hey. And I get in the stall. I'm like, what are you doing? What was that? Hey.
You looked like Bigfoot just then.
It would have been.
I bet he just put it in and left.
Did you shut the door and lock it first before you said hello? Because that would be hilarious.
Yeah. It was like as walking in, I kind of look back and I'm doing this. I just realized because I always do this with the scissors. I'm spinning them around my finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you need a trim, come on in.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'd probably be a little disconcerted if someone pulled up next to me at the old urinals with scissors in their hands.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the villain.
Like, what are we doing here?
There's no doubt. I'm the villain. Speaking of villains, we've had a theft in the family.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Who wants to roll this one out?
I'll roll it out. You know, I did it. You know, I thought you knew because I did it in front of you.
I didn't see you do it.
I did it at like 9:30 while you guys were sitting there. I took it as a joke, and I was going to just wait for you to notice it, but I was getting hungry. I hadn't had breakfast. And then you said a bunch of mean stuff. I don't remember what it was.
You took what as a joke?
What? Oh, the protein. He had a protein bar. Sorry, he had a.
Well, he really missed out on law school, didn't he?
He's like, I'll roll it out. I'll give absolutely no information.
So I was hungry. I didn't have breakfast. And,
he had a plant-based protein bar sitting on his desk that was very intriguing looking.
And you ate that?
Yeah. So I took it.
Was it plant-based?
It was. Yeah. It was not.
It was one of those things where I saw it at the store
really
and I'm
gross.
Like, I'll try this out.
You know? I saved you from a bullet there.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
Well,
but I took
guess
it.
I'm not gonna.
And I was like, and I put it on my desk and I'm like, I'll wait for him to notice that I've taken this protein bar. And then you just kept like talking to me and be standing over by me and looking at me and not noticing the bar there. And then at some point I said something to you and you were like, nobody cares, shut up.
Anyone notice
like,
the difference
bar.
Between me owning what I did?
Yes.
Yeah. Admitting to being the bad guy.
Mr. Accountability from the
I'm not saying, hey, hold up. Hold up now. Yeah. I'm not saying I didn't eat it. I ate that thing.
Well, you're saying
halfway.
It's my fault, though.
No.
You're saying you took my food without my permission.
And
you ate it.
Yes.
And I had it coming.
You didn't notice.
No, I'm just explaining. I thought you knew about this.
I
so
did
when you
not.
Came in
I was
with,
busy, you know,
when
thinking
when you came
about
in
stuff.
In shock and said, did you eat my protein bar? That's why I was like, yeah, I ate it.
I had gone in the office a couple of times during the show. You know, I go get water. I walk in, just kind of walking around. And I think I was thinking about it, and it wasn't on the counter, so I just moved on. And then I would come back in here and think, Where's that bar? Where's that protein bar? I know I had one, and I went back in to check, and it was gone. And the first person I thought to ask was Andrew, because Kevin wasn't here yet. Kevin's the kind of guy that gives you things you don't want. He doesn't take things
right.
away from you that you do.
I might have given you like a partially eaten one and put it in your bag. That's
no,
what I
actually, you know what happened the other day?
This is a brilliant story.
This did happen. So I go to my bag.
I'm
and
sitting
I see,
at my desk working.
And I don't remember exactly what I said.
I do.
Yeah.
You said, ugh, Kevin is such a blanking child.
Because I saw something in my bag that wasn't there before. Like, he's such a child. And I go, oh, wait, I put that there. I did that.
It was an emotional roller coaster that I watched
mean,
from across the room.
Let's be honest, though. It's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
We know each other pretty well.
Yeah, he just... He puts stuff
Wait,
in your bag.
But here's the thing. We say a lot of mean things about Andrew, but I don't remember saying mean things today. And that was... You
didn't say it. You didn't do anything.
What did...
I don't know. He was just
Thank
being
you.
Chris. It wasn't because...
And he's like, oh, good. I'm not in
to
trouble.
To be clear, I didn't eat it because he said the mean thing. I just thought it made it funnier.
I don't think I did say a mean thing.
It just made it funnier that I was eating it.
You just stole his protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those things are like $7.
I was going to buy another one.
He didn't have breakfast.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I didn't eat today. Like, whoa, I guess take my stuff.
Hold on.
Yes.
Mr. I didn't have breakfast.
Uh-huh.
You look a lot like the guy that came in our office a while ago talking about you'd finally done it. You put way too much cream cheese on a bagel.
That was lunch.
Yeah.
That was... The
and
bagel discovery.
Here. Yeah, the bagels were already here.
The bagel discovery was well after I had eaten the protein bar, like 2 hours after.
He's just awkwardly laughing.
He's like, yeah.
After being exposed as a protein thief.
He just did a Mark Scores guffaw.
I thought you knew, Chris.
No, I didn't. No.
I'm very sorry. I thought you were aware of this.
I thought you knew that I stole your stuff and
He's
then consumed it.
He's a plant-based thief.
Do you think about
the worst of all?
For the record, it was really
vegan food.
It was really bad.
I'm sure that I would not be all that great in an apocalypse situation. I don't know if I'd be a great benefit in the group. I don't know what I could do.
Oh, I do. You
but
would
I,
make sarcastic comments about
that
the chaos
doesn't help
around
anybody
you.
Survive.
Sure
Andrew,
it does if we push you into the zombies.
But I imagine that Andrew would be the absolute worst person to have in your survival group.
Oh, here we go.
Don't you think? Like, what?
Duh. But I want to hear your reasons.
Yeah, we want to hear the reasons.
Yeah, Chris, what are your
First
reasons?
First of all, what's he going to do to help you? He's not going to do anything to help you. He would find food in a bag, like you're foraging for food. He would find food in a bag and then hide it from you. There's no way he'd say, guys, I found a bunch of canned
I'd much rather
goods.
Have Chris Ranji's razor sharp observation skills.
razor sharp observation skills.
Is it getting hot in here?
I'm kind of turned
on. Andrew would be like dipping into the rations and then be going what? I thought you knew. You'd be like getting into the bag.
Like mutiny on the bounty. We just keep missing coconuts.
Dipping into the rations. I can't get a box of donuts and have it last all night.
This right here, this is why society collapses when bad things happen. That felt, before you know, we're all like, you know,
by the
who
way,
are we going to eat first?
That felt like there was a lot of stank behind that.
No!
Has he been talking about me behind my back?
No. She's been holding that in.
Has he?
He talks a lot about you being an only child and needing attention.
No, that's you.
No, I'm not an only child.
No, you say that about him.
No, I'm just saying what Andrew says.
Oh, I would
no,
at least
you
share
said
food.
It. Okay. Okay, hold on. Now, since we're having the conversation.
Oh, here we go.
Amy's been doing a lot of that. Amy's been doing a lot of leading me into saying something and then going, Andrew said this, Chris.
Hey, Rachel, Dave, if this whole thing goes down, like the three of us, just leave the three of them behind.
Listen, I can tee it up. I'm not making him swing.
Yeah, you keep going like, don't you think Chris kind of needs a lot of, I don't know, what do you think he needs a lot of? And I'll be like, attention, and then you'll be like, yeah, hey, Chris, Andrew said you need attention.
Like, left it hanging, I go, Chris is a giant pile of...
Yeah,
and
she
I
was like,
stopped.
Chris is like a giant pile of something. And I was like, yeah, he's a big pile of garbage. And then Amy goes, Chris, he called you a big pile of garbage.
I'm not a psychiatrist.
And I keep falling for it.
I'm beginning to think Mark Scores is the cog here.
And I keep falling for it.
That's the twist in the movie.
Yeah, that's
I
a
keep
good
walking
one.
Right into it.
She's the jigsaw puzzle
right?
guy.
Right, yeah.
She's jigsaw.
Her game is fill in the blank.
Well, you know why? Because all you have to do is leave a sentence hanging, whether it's a question or an unfinished word, and you know that Andrew's chair is going to spin around, and he's going to have a lot to say about whatever it is. So you just...
She's not wrong.
It's fun to toss the softball in the air, see where he hits it.
You know, Jesus might call that manipulating people based on their weaknesses.
Amy, like, I'm not manipulating
your Bible study tonight.
Isn't that what John 3:15 is about?
Amy's like, I'm not manipulating him. I'm just steering things in a direction that I know he will fall for the trap I've laid out.
So I remember the Last Supper. Remember that? Remember the Last Supper? Jesus kept going like, boy, Peter sure is a...
Yeah, Judas is like, butthole!
Oh
no,
gosh.
Sorry.
No, see...
We got one in the first hour today, too.
Sure did.
I do say that Ranji isn't. It's very obvious he's an only child, and all of that stuff.
All you did was get your candy bar taken. That's all you did.
This is unbelievable.
You committed no crimes.
Yeah, what happened?
Jeez.
This literally started with me stealing Chris's.
What do you think is going to happen if I walk out to the garage and my car's stolen?
Ronji's just catching.
What are you
going
to say about me then?
No, it's just he is though, because that's why he has to he bothers people. He's always bothering Jane and Stuart McMillan and Carol Daniels. He bothers everybody, and I realized you didn't have any siblings to do this to. So it's like all of those years that he was supposed to irritate his siblings, he's taking out on us. And then Andrew breaks it down to a deeper psychological, and I was like, well, he needs attention, and he can't tell the difference between good and bad attention.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
You
damn
the. Who knew that these two were like this?
We're getting together to talk about this.
I just mean,
did you two have any idea this dynamic was going on?
A little bit, because Amy used to try to drag me into that.
What?
You know the whole time.
Amy.
You could tell he's an only child. And I'd be like, yeah, kind of can.
You are so mean to me all the time.
Look,
but Chris.
So Amy.
This is amazing.
You're a liar. And Andrew's a criminal.
Chris, let me start with this. Let me start by saying.
What?
I
and my crime is I'm an only child.
I adore.
You're a liar. You're a criminal.
I adore you.
I don't have any brothers or sisters. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I adore you, Chris. I have adored you since the day we met. I really like you. I like being your friend. But there are times.
Since the day we met.
There are times where you will come into the office and you'll be like, hey, let's go get coffee. And we go down, we chat, we have a great time. And then there's other times where you come in and you throw a chair at me and flip me off.
Oh, that's true. That
you
happens a lot. I know what this is
and
about.
And I'm like, oh, bad attention.
I know what this is about. Andrew is pissed that for the last 2 days, we have not gone down to get coffee because I already have some when I get here.
Okay, this is true.
And he,
you do already have coffee, and
he
it hurts
wants
my feelings.
To go on a coffee run
when he
gets here.
I thought that was our
here.
Thing. We were doing it for like 2 weeks, and we were having a great time, and
he's,
now I show up, and you already got coffee.
Out. No, that, okay. I figured it out.
We figured out Andrew's motivation.
Right.
Duh, food. But what's up with the monster over here?
Amy?
Yeah.
Bad person?
No, he's mean to me.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's hiding behind religion?
We walk
Thank
out.
You.
No.
Thank you.
No. He walks out every day and goes, so, does it bother you that you're such an idiot? So, what's it like to suck? What are you going to do? Go read a book?
This is all, by the way, can I just say, as the one-time third wheel in the room, this is all exactly what happened every day.
Man, oh man.
Except it included me yelling about things in the morning.
It's always the ones you don't think it's going to be.
I said, Ranji, you know I love you, but he's mean to me.
I need to get that Bible back out. I missed a few passages, obviously.
Anyway, point is, I'm sorry I stole your bar, Chris. I'll buy you another one.
I don't want your stupid money.
I always think you can buy people off, don't you, Andrew?
Look, the money plant.
It's my go-to. I just start flashing cash.
You didn't see nothing.
Get the bankroll.
Andrew puts a quarter in his pocket. Smacks him in the face. He didn't see nothing.
You know what my favorite part of the day is? When it's 2 o'clock and I can get away from you.
I said it once.
This week.
I said it one time.
Meanwhile, Andrew's like, he can't tell the difference between good and bad intentions.
That hurt my feelings.
The light
my feelings are hurt.
The light and darkness are crashing within
him. You don't have feelings.
I feel very hurt right now.
If you do feel hurt by that, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to offend.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Amy's like a puppet master.
Yeah.
The world's dumbest puppet at the end of her strings. She's like, hey, little puppet, I think Chris Ranji could just kiss my ass. Yes.
He says all the stuff she can.
Right.
She's throwing her voice and it sounds like mine.
Hey, little puppet, what would Jesus do? Say he's a big idiot.
I just hope it's more of a marionette than a hand puppet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice.
That'll hurt. Okay, let's talk about Susan L. Ward.
Yes, we are very late here.
Last show. Hope they still let me do my live show Thursday. That's all I care about. 125. Okay, I don't want to beat a dead horse. But this was just funny. So we, the talent, we are all in this studio, and there's a big glass window, and then Andrew's in the control room by himself.
I know what Amy was doing.
Yeah, and so Amy's, like, if the window wasn't there, she's 8 feet away from him, and she was trying to make the point to us on the break just now, like, well, here's how easy Andrew is to get talking about someone, and she was going to show us how he turned his chair around, but to do that, she had to turn her chair around to face Andrew, and now her nose is about 2 feet from his nose, but he can't hear her. And so she does it, and then she spins around, and then Ranji starts pointing at Andrew, going like, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But Andrew can't hear any of this.
But I knew what she was doing as soon as she turned around and then slow turned around. I knew what she was doing. See, I don't, Amy, have time to do that to my coworkers because I'm working in here. I have, like a lot of things to do
this
during
guy.
The show. I don't have time to.
Got things and stuff.
Look, he's got two things going for him. Cash and his work ethic. So
yeah.
We're all going to use whatever arrows are in our quiver.
But as soon as she turned around facing me, which, I mean, she was deliberately not catching my eye as I was staring directly at her like this.
That would have been a power move had she looked right at you.
I was just glaring at her.
She's like looking up at the ceiling a little bit.
And she's like.
If she wrote down on a piece of paper and showed him, I'm about to make fun of you.
Oh, boy. Here's some news. I can't believe no one's talking about this. Get up today, I'm looking at Drudge, and it's like, hey, classified documents found at Pence's apartment, and blah, 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 blah. And then way down it says, oh, by the way, the Earth's core has stopped spinning.
Isn't it reversing?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Like, that is the entire plot of the movie The Core, which I love, is that our magnetic field is dissipating because we get it because the Earth's iron core spins, and Evidently, it stopped and it's going to reverse. No big deal.
I saw the headline. What does that mean for us?
You got me.
Do we float away? Or?
I would have thought there'd have been follow up on that story.
Anti gravity.
Apparently, it's not a big thing though, right? Because like
I told Andrew in the meeting, like, get me someone for this, and he just handed me a $50 bill and told me to shut up.
Scientists think this periodic spin switch is a normal part of its behavior that does not pose risks for our planet.
It's like ceiling fans. You have this. You traverse the direction of the ceiling fans in the winter and the summer.
What? I've never heard that.
Yeah,
it's like ceiling
because you. It goes the other way in the winter because it kicks the hot air down.
Anyone else know that?
No. Wait, what? I've never heard that before.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Yeah.
Like, is it like a fancy ceiling fan or all?
So
of
instead
them do
of
it,
no, most of them have
the
a switch.
Direction of your ceiling fan.
So it either blows up or down. Mm. Down in the summer when it's hot, and then it kicks the cold air up and the hot air down in the winter.
Is there a button for this?
Yeah. How do you change switch that? On the side, up by the light.
Man,
learn something
I feel like
every
I was born
day.
Today. You really? Okay?
Yeah, I'm confused.
I like how easily that distracted us from the core switching
yeah.
direction.
Oh, yeah, and also the Earth's about to stop spinning.
The Earth's core stopped spinning. They were like, wait a second, ceiling fan.
Immediately dropped the apocalypse.
I'm still
to
thinking
go, like,
about
wait,
the core.
Ceiling
I can't
fan go
on.
Down?
Because at first I thought you were talking about the core, and I'm like.
Like, what? I think the core sounds more important.
Oh.
You know, it seems like
well,
it.
Well, yeah. What affects you now? The fan.
Oh, the ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
133 DGS on KMOX. Chris and Amy from the show hang out with us. It's crossover hour. We got tons of stuff coming up. We have MoDOT's going to be with us 1 hour from now. Dave Murray, obviously. Man, I hope this one kind of passes us a bit.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm rooting for a snowstorm.
It sounds like it's not, though. We haven't talked to anybody, or I haven't heard from anybody even, who's made it sound like, yeah, you know, it could be this bad, but it might miss us, or it might dissipate a little bit. Mm-mm. I haven't heard anything like that.
I'm looking at the weather app at the moment, because you know Dave loves those.
Yeah.
It never gets below 33 or 34 degrees tonight, according to this, when you go hourly.
Right.
So how much snow accumulation can you have if it never gets to freezing?
Well, if the Earth's core stops spinning.
Yeah. You didn't consider that, did you?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
You guys want to hear something creepy?
Yes.
I don't know why I wouldn't have just surmised this myself, but I never did. When people are buried now, most cemeteries, I think you have to have like a vault, you know, concrete or metal, and the casket's under that. But that's, you know, fairly recent. That when someone is buried in a casket and they put the dirt in, they're fine. But not too long after that, the weight of the dirt crushes the casket top and it's just. That's disturbing.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really? Because those caskets are, some of them are pretty darn intense and expensive. And what are they made out
You're
of?
You're still dead in there though, right? Because well, that's okay,
yeah,
then.
That's the crazy thing, is the earth stops spinning, you come back to life, but the dirt's on you.
Dang.
Real catch 22.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was really creepy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, it could be that modern caskets are made of titanium or something, but in the olden days of like the 70s or so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like that. That's why I've never liked it. My mom is huge on you have to have a showing. Mm-hmm. You have to see the body. It's the way that you mourn. And she may be right. I'm sure there are lots of, you know, death therapists who agree with her. But having gone to funerals as a kid.
Yeah, well. Everybody that's going to mourn me is going to be really disappointed then. None of those things are happening.
What's happening?
Not that.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going
to
do?
You could put my jar on the cabinet or something. Like, you can talk
jar.
To. Yeah.
A clear jar?
I don't want any of the circumstance.
Trappings.
I don't want any of that. Why spend money? I'm dead. Right. Don't do that.
You and I are kind of different, aren't we?
Very much
you
want to
tell that story from today?
Which one?
The one about my fantasies when I can't sleep.
You got to tell the story.
we talked about this last week.
This is the best.
Fantasies?
Oh, no, listen. We have these things. We go through stories in our heads when we can't sleep. Yes. It's kind of part of the process of going to sleep. Do you ever do that? Like,
no,
you create little movies in your mind.
Yes.
I don't even remember my head hitting the pillow.
Okay.
And I'm out.
Oh, God, you're lucky.
It's so lucky.
So me and I know Ray, because we've talked about it over the years, Andrew and Wheels all share this, that when we can't sleep, we go through little almost OCD scenarios. Repeat, 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 repeat.
I'm making a movie.
Yeah, there you go. And mine, I said, always revolve around having no responsibility, as does Andrew's. And usually being a hero as well. And like one of mine is like I'm in the bank waiting to make a giant deposit and someone comes in and they're going to rob the bank. But I take the gun away from them but get shot in the process and everyone's standing over me like, whoa, we're going to lose a good one. So I'm doing my live show Thursday at the Wildy. And for a few years now, I've had this fantasy is the wrong word, but this scenario when I can't sleep. And it's always at the Sheldon. Because the Sheldon has a really great green room with couches and lamps and stuff. And in my little fantasy, I'm always like, it's stage right. And the guy comes walking down. He's going to heckle me. And he starts screaming about liberals. Because the big thing now is people think I'm a liberal. And I'm like, oh, we got a heckler, everybody. And then he shoots me in the stomach.
That sounds just so cool.
And I just turn and I walk back through the door into the green room, lay on the couch. And then one by one, all of you come by to hold my hand and pay your respects.
This is a dream?
No, I just do this in my head.
Yeah, it's your imagination.
Wait, you thought of this on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have it honed.
I think my favorite, the more I think about it.
Did you ever fine-tune it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't like that part so much. Let's change it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I think my favorite part, the more I think about it, is that none of us try to save you. None of us try to help. None of us is like, we've got to staunch the bleeding.
I don't want that.
Everyone's just like.
All of it is, look, it's happening inside my head, right? So it's not like I'm trying to impress anyone. I'm trying to make myself feel cozy. And it's cozy to me to be on a couch dying.
Dying.
And everyone's sad.
Hey.
They're probably
really mad at the guy that shot me.
I'm stopping the paramedics at the door like, can you just give us a minute?
This is his dream.
He's very cozy.
We need some privacy.
And then Wheels pointed out it's like the scene with Ralphie from Christmas Story.
Right, when he goes blind and he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And
everybody's dying over him. Yeah.
Oh, Ralphie! I picture Rachel and Andrew being the mom and dad. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just sitting in the background being like, well.
I guess I got a show.
Guess I'm loved now.
Someone's got to finish the stand-up.
KWS.
I don't have that. I used to have those when I was younger. I don't know what it is, but I used to think about what I envisioned or how I fantasized people would, if I died too early, how people would come to my funeral and then whether or not they'd be appropriately sad.
There you go.
Really?
I would think about...
Just add in a couch and a shooter and you're there.
Yeah. I think about being in the room overlooking because I'm a spirit
you're a ghost now.
Yeah,
you're floating.
Like, that person's not sad enough. I don't like that.
So I'm going to haunt that one.
Yeah, I used to think about that a lot. Oh. I don't anymore.
Yeah, mine are like... Mine is not when I have trouble sleeping. It's like when I go to bed every night, this is what I do. And eventually I fall asleep like within minutes. But this is why it's taken me like 4 years to put this movie together. It's like taking time. It's an alien invasion movie.
So when I think about my funeral, it has nothing to do with sleeping because I can fall asleep right away. But mine is just purely driven by vanity. And you have to have someone in your life that you trust. We call them corkboard pictures. Is a picture good enough to put on your corkboard when you die? Because this was, you know, before they had the videos, right, where everything's on the computer. So you have to have corkboard photos. And every now and then, I think this happened at my brother's wedding. We took a good picture. I told my brother, this can go on the corkboard. You got to have someone you trust, because what you don't want is at your funeral to have unflattering pictures on the corkboard.
I get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not having a funeral, though, so it's okay. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
They'll probably do it anyway.
They can have a party. That's fine. Like, go to somebody's house and hang out. That's fine.
I will say this.
Party's probably not the right term.
I'll say this to you, Kevin. Life. Don't say that too much to your daughter, because my mom is constantly saying that to me. She says it, like, once a week. She's like, when I die, just burn me and throw the ashes in a hole. I don't care. Yeah. None of it matters. And it kind of, after a while, it kind of upsets me a little bit.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
After a while.
It does not upset my daughter at all. She's like, okay, whatever.
I mean, she might be telling you that. But
No. She's
speaking
good.
As a child whose parent is constantly saying that to them. It's like, okay, well, I don't want to think about this.
I don't constantly say it. I mean, like,
my mom said that just Sunday, and I went outside and started digging.
So you're the boss.
We were talking about this with a group of friends, and they're like, well, you know, it's not green to be put in a cemetery because you can't do anything with that land, and there are certain forests in Oregon where you can do it.
Guess
people.
When you're never going to care less.
I know. But they want to be green, and I was like, well, yeah, you can be buried in these forests in Oregon, or be, you know, why don't they drop you in the ocean? And like, yeah, they could put you in not even a casket, put you in a bag, like a biodegradable linen bag, and drop me in the middle of the ocean. And so we finally decided, I'm like, that's what I want. A linen bag, the greenest burial possible. And I said, I want to be in a linen bag, dropped in the middle of the ocean. And someone goes, isn't that what they did with Osama bin Laden?
That's exactly what they did with him.
I'm like, it's the bin Laden.
Yeah, the side
package.
Of an aircraft carrier or whatever.
Bin Laden
honesty
package.
Time. Honesty time. Someone you love has died.
Uh-huh.
They have entrusted you. They say, I want to be my ashes to be sprinkled in the Redwood Forest in California. Are you making the trip?
Yes, because I've always wanted to go to the Redwood Forest.
Yeah, first, it's a good trip.
The question is so telling.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course we are. Why aren't you?
I would. Oh, I'm just.
No, you wouldn't. You asked the question.
I'm asking.
Honesty time, everybody.
Honesty time.
But do you do it like right then? Do you like wait a couple of years?
Yeah, but also
when it's convenient.
Redwood Forest, it's cool. You know what I mean?
That.
I
guess what if they said, I've always wanted to be buried in an industrial place in like Pittsburgh?
Honestly, I would have a harder time if it were like Disney World. I don't
want to. That's
kind of
gross. Don't do that to other people. Although, if you just put it in the planter, nobody's going to know.
It's super illegal.
Well, you can't. How are you going
to
get it?
You'd rather go to a Pittsburgh industrial plant than Disney World?
I'm saying it's a lot.
Yes.
Nobody's going there with their children to the industrial plant.
Yes, thank you. There are no lines at the industrial plant. Get there, dump them out.
Also, no security there either. Like,
is anyone picking up how hauntingly similar Amy and Andrew really are?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're two sides of the same coin.
They really are. You know that guy Mandrake who lived in the 1920s who had the little head on the back?
Oh, little head on the back that used to talk.
Only when nobody else was around.
He was super handsome, but he couldn't get any chicks because the little head would bite him. I think.
No, he said it would talk, but only when nobody else was around.
Yeah, he'd whisper to him.
Yeah. Like while he's trying to sleep,
be like,
because Andrew's like, I just flat out aren't going to do it, and then Amy's like, I would do it unless it's Disney, and there's a line.
Look, I'll do it, but not if I have to go to the happiest place on earth
and pretty and runs marathons. You're like, oh, that's perfectly fine. Andrew, like, what a piece of crap.
What if you don't do it though?
Well, I think the bigger question,
like, does it really matter?
What I really meant is it. What I really meant isn't, would you do it? More like, would you do it right away? Or would you sit on it for like a few years?
Yeah, we understand. We get what you're saying. You're going to put it off there and you're going to lose my ashes. You're going to be like,
where did I, damn it.
Hey, if they left behind the money to travel, let's go. We'll go tomorrow.
He will lose
you. You know I'm going to end up in the back of his trash car.
Oh. There'll be a little urn back there.
Between the sombrero and the Ned Stark thing.
It's going to have the Adam logo on it.
There's a couple urns back there now, I think.
And he'll tell everyone, he's like, so it's pretty emotional at the beach with Dave.
It'll be like Lebowski.
Manhattan, and Rachel's like, isn't that Dave?
It'll be like Lebowski when they dump Donnie's ashes. It's going to blow right in his face.
He's going to lose ashes like Uncle Billy. As fast as Uncle Billy lost that money.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine a haunting from Wheeler?
Oh, it'd be so
loud. I mean, it's
loud.
Pretty much now. It's pretty right? much what it is, right?
Hey! Boom!
Hey! Why is this thing in That's my bag?
Constantly scaring, like scaring you.
And I scared Andrew by accident the other day.
Did you hear that?
He was walking away.
Kevin?
And I was like, Andrew, and he went,
yeah, that's by accident.
And he was like 20 feet away.
We were leaving last night, and he was right behind me.
No,
and so
I was 20 feet behind you, easy.
And so I was in my head, just fully like walking, zoned out, like not even pushing the curtain aside, just hitting it with my face. And behind me, I hear like Andrew. And
it was a whisper. It was, Andrew, because I was trying not to scare him. Because if I would have been me, my normal me, I'd be like, Andrew! And he would have been like jumpy and weird.
Trish Gazelle.
Yeah.
She can be 100 yards away and you can drop a Pringle on the carpet.
Oh,
she'll hear it. Wow.
There is a guy on Instagram, and I don't know if this is his entire account. I just happen to have seen a couple of his stories. And he labels it what you have to do when you have an easily startled wife. And he records himself. He comes in the house. He's like, I'm home now in the house where we both live. You should totally expect another person to be here.
That would be cute at first and then super annoying to be around that someone who got scared
all
easily.
The time. Like, how are you surprised that I turned the corner and you're there?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
What do you guys think of this? You know, the Oscars came out today. And I think on the same day, it's always the Razzies, which I didn't realize Razzies have been around so long, but they've been around for decades, where they nominate for the opposite, like the worst movie, the worst actors. And they're taking a bunch of crap online because they nominated a child, the little girl that was in Firestarter, who's 12 now. She was 11 when she did it. They're like, you're a monster. How dare you? They did it to the kid who played Anakin and a couple of others. And maybe I'm just a jerk, but I'm like, well, if you're old enough to get an Oscar, you're old enough to get a Razzie. If you're old enough to be a professional actor, I mean, I get don't be mean to a kid, but at the same time,
I just feel like, I mean, if you're exceptional,
I'm so glad you popped in first.
Well, it's like if you're exceptional, you get like like the Oscar, right? But I don't think you should expect kid actors to be good because they're kids, right? Like they haven't had time to. Get
so you
good
can win,
at
but
anything.
You can't lose.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can be exceptional and it's like, wow, that kid's unbelievable at acting.
So, okay, Olympic gymnasts are younger and younger. So they say there's a 14-year-old from Russia and gets the gold medal and then in another exercise, she tanks it. Should everyone just go like, good try, you're a kid?
No, it's okay. Like, it's not okay. I think the Razzies thing's a little, probably a bit much because you're deciding to do it, but I mean, I coach 14-year-olds. I'm around a lot of youth baseball. Sometimes the kids know. Like, they know when it's not good. They know when they've lost.
But I think the thing is, it's one thing to be 14 years old, have a bad gymnastics performance, and get a bad score, or to lose your position at shortstop. It's another thing to be the object of ridicule, to be mocked. And the Razzies are not about failing. They're about mockery. And I think that's where I kind of feel like Andrew, where they can win like an Oscar, because there's something, you win the Oscar and you lose the Oscar. A different category is a Razzie. The opposite, you know what I mean? There's no...
Your little league sports, Kevin, like your teen and kid leagues that you coach, don't have like a...
Loser of the game.
Yeah, they don't have like a undisputed type show where they go on and hot take about who's the worst in the league and why they suck so bad.
It's yeah.
Good idea.
No, it's a good point. That's a good point.
There's a market for it, but
yep, I think you guys have swayed me.
See, that all makes sense. I guess the only thing that gives me pause is that even if you're 12 years old or 11 or whatever, and I guess this would be on your parents for putting you into that position, but you want to be an actor. I think if you're 12 years old, you know that you want to act in that moment, right? I mean, it's probably not your parents are forcing you. Should you be up for any criticism at all?
Yeah,
I think this is the point, though. Like, I think Amy's making a good distinction. You can criticize and say something wasn't good, which is what coaches do all the time, whether it's gymnastics or baseball or whatever, versus a group of people essentially laughing at you.
Mockering. Mocking. Yeah,
I don't. Yeah.
Mockering.
Mockering.
Yeah.
I was gonna say mockery.
I know what you're saying. I guess I don't grade any actors on a curve, really, because there are some child actors who are really, really good. And the first person I thought of when this came up was, have you guys seen Jojo Rabbit, that movie from 3 years ago? That kid was, I think he was about 12 when they filmed it, or 11, and he's incredible. He's really, really believable. So it's possible for a kid to be actually good at acting.
Well, the Stranger Things kids were good.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you watch the audition of the kid who, and the E.T. kid, him trying out for Steven Spielberg, it's mind-blowing. Drew Barrymore was also incredible.
She was good.
Extraordinarily good. But again, it's the difference between good, bad, and being mocked. There's a difference.
We covered that one. That's good.
I think it's a good point.
It's a good answer.
Amy, well done.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Now we're going to make fun of you.
Kind of feel like I said that first, but I don't know.
No. Andrew's back there,
Andrew's
like,
in everything that Amy said.
Andrew's in the doghouse today.
You're
though.
The little face in the back of Mandrake. I have to be the face. Did you really think you were the handsome one with Amy?
I was hoping when he didn't specify.
Andrew's like, yeah, she's a little freak face in the back of my handsome head.
To be honest, I thought I was the little face. That's what I was.
Fine with me.
Well, that's more of a self-confidence issue, I think, than anything.
Ouch.
I got no dog in this fight.
Hello, let me see. We see some insecurities in your life.
All right, we don't have time
show
for this.
Her Mandrake?
No.
I just sounded like I was yelling at people. I was going to say, we don't have time for this. I was going to bring up a thing to do, but I'm like, we don't have time for this. We're in a hurry, people.
That's really outside of Dan's norm.
Pull yourselves together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.